This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Nationwide, there's persistent skepticism about the health care reform law. A recent Wall Street Journal NBC poll had 49% of people calling it a bad idea. The Spanish language broadcaster Univision has done a poll of Latinos in California recently and got a very different take on the health law. Stephen Keppel covers economics for Univision. Good morning.
Hello, good morning.
What did you find with this survey and what's it tell you?
We found that actually only 7% of those polled found the new healthcare law or Obamacare unfavorable or had an unfavorable view of it. So that was quite a difference from national polls. However, we also found that most Latinos still don't really know that much about the new law.
Now, the president of the United States is well aware of all of this and has been trying to reinforce the message of his healthcare reform with many Latino voters.
Definitely. And currently, around a third of Latinos nationally don't have insurance. And it's a complicated law. Latinos are definitely one of the groups that has the most to benefit from it because, you know, they have the opportunity to get insurance, but also a lot to lose. If they don't sign up, they're going to face fines.
Where does this leave people who may be in this country illegally, undocumented people?
As of now, there's no provisions to get them covered as part of the law. And even as part of the immigration reform debate, it's not even clear that if they get on the path to citizenship that they'll be covered by Obamacare. Probably what will happen, at least in the short term, is a continuation of the status quo, which is undocumented immigrants going to emergency rooms and utilizing community clinics, which are not always the most cost-effective way of getting care.
Beyond people here illegally, some states like Texas have a large proportion of people who are at the lower end of the income spectrum, and the state has opted out of the expansion of their Medicaid program under Obamacare. That could affect a lot of Latinos in that state.
Yeah. Texas has a high percentage of uninsured Latinos in the state. And if you compare it to California, which has opted in, they're going to be worse off, partly because, yeah, they're not going to get access to Medicaid. They'll probably, if they're employed, will be able to get Medicare through their employer, but actually it'll be a higher cost to their employer. If they're not employed, they're going to have to try to purchase it through an exchange, which some are saying is going to be prohibitively expensive.
Stephen Keppel covers economics for Univision. Stephen, thank you.
Yeah, thanks very much. Great to be with you guys.